Good morning, Nebuch. Good morning, World Kli. We're reading from the article of the exile and the redemption. And among these nations, shall you have no response? And that which comes into your mind shall not be at all. In that Yahseh, it will be as the nations. History demonstrates that although the people of Israel were scattered among other people, they cannot mix with them in accordance with the prophecy, the Lord will bring you out from afar, and you will seek and find him. Failure to fulfill their destination and reveal the upper force brings calamities on the people of Israel so as to make them see the invisibility of divine providence. Besides, the people of Israel are preordained to develop faster than other peoples, just because it is obligated to reveal the upper force through the wisdom of Kabbalah. In the past, when for the first time the people of Israel wished to feel their earthly egoism, trying to imitate other peoples, it led to the destruction of the first temple. Yet the downfall was continued, and since Kabbalah forbids egoistic pleasures, the Jews repudiated it and adopted the customs of their neighbors to endure life as their egoism demanded. As a result of this, they were divided into two parts. Adherents of the egoistical kings in their country, courtiers, those who desire to achieve similarity to the Creator. At the time of the Second Temple, the schism aggrieved divided the people into two parts. The Saraxes, full of egoism, hence wealthy and constrained, and excited, and the Persians, adherents of Kabbalah. Seduc facilitated the establishment of the Roman rule over the people of Israel that led the subsequent exile. Mundane and spiritual ideas. The earthly ideas is to fill egoistical desires, therefore it cannot rise above them. Its basis is esteem in the society. It reward is fame among people, even if the person is despised by his contemporaries, he hopes to win recognition of the future generations. The spiritual ideal is to achieve the Creator's property, enshrined above the human properties, ascend above the human properties. The basis of the spiritual ideal is acquisition of glory in the eyes of the Creator. Therefore, the person who studies Kabbalah is able to ascend above the human properties. As long as the people of Israel adhered the principles of Kabbalah, they were protected. Exploited by the other peoples, they remained spiritually strong. However, a large number of the Jews rushed to satisfy their egoistical desires, lost the spiritual purpose of life, similarly to the Creator, grew rich, and represented their false goals as prize-worthy and fine. They spend their riches and amenities of life and thus became no different from the people in whose midst they lived. By this they provoked heart to the surrounding people and thought influence from above. Neglect of the wisdom of Kabbalah brought them far too close to destruction. Had they met the demands of the Kabbalah, the world have felt the divine providence as good and kind. Concordance of the Creator's purpose and human estimation. On the basis of historical experience and the Kabbalists' advice, the people of Israel may be offered to look back at all the misfortunes they keep befalling them even after they had returned to their land, and with the help of Kabbalah to resume living according to the divinely prescribed altruistic laws. And this they are able to attain by studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. Unless the people of Israel highly evolved and unwilling to compromise, follow this advice, they will constantly undermine their own stability. Anything one builds will be immediately destroyed by another. Everyone's hope that his adversary will see the danger and take his opinion is totally unrealistic. No threat will compel anyone to relinquish the realization of his own intentions. Hence, there is only one solution. The people should abandon its mundane goals and plans and take upon themselves the exalted purpose of reaching the Creator. Only in this case will the divine providence positively affect every individual and the nation as a whole, and worth it the entire world, and through it the entire world. Only in this case will the divine providence positively affect every individual and the nation as a whole, and through the entire world. Exile and redemption. Is it the same one? The translator? Yes, about the translation, whether it's the same one. It seems as if it's not the same translator. It's the way it seems. No, it's as if it's not the same one that done the previous article. This article is a lot harder, and we can see that he doesn't understand our style, as if he does not understand what he writes about, what he translates. So I'm unable to see here. It's as if it's someone totally. As if it's solely someone else. what can I add? I don't know what can I possibly add. It's not as if it's... It doesn't matter where the people are at. Between the nations of the world or not between the nations of the world physically. But... Or in which degree they are at. And the degree which is called between the nations. Meaning between the will to receive. And... Or they are... Or the nation or the human being is in a higher degree, which is called the Israel, the land of Israel, when all of his targets, when all of his aims and all of his intentions are toward the Creator. It's only up to where this one is pointed out to. So if one is pointed out to fulfill himself, it's called he's in exile. If he wants to feel the Creator, it's called that he's in the land of Israel. It doesn't matter if he's capable of or incapable of doing this, but that's the determination of the situation. Everything goes after the kavanah, the intention, and not after the capability. Capability received from above, whether one receives the capability or not. There are many conditions in order to receive this capability. There are many conditions, as if I said, even for our terms and conditions, there are people who sit here, and according to their preparation, they are at the degree in which they individually would have, in a different case, would have passed the Mahsom, and because they have, and we all have this special assignment towards the whole world, when we are not counted, each and every one is not individually counted spiritually, and not even the group is counted spiritually, where everything is only according to the process of the correction, which is happening in our time. So the calculation is not with us, and that's why the consequences are the way they seem. The way they look, they seem is according to this. They're only measured and according to this. The Kabbalistic approach towards the spiritual exile is obvious. That meaning one who is disconnected for one moment from a thought, from wanting to reach the Creator, from aspiring to reach the adhesion with the Creator, equalizing its form to the Creator. So it's the most negative situation that exists, and one that is even one moment in this situation, he has to correct this situation and to try to invent inventations how to keep himself in this path, because the disconnection from the thought, from the connection with the Creator happens from the side of the Creator, which causes it to happen. When the Creator makes one to forget about him, that's called the most difficult punishment that can possibly happen. One can pass through lots of situations from misery and so on, but they are passing in the sensation of the Kli, of the vessel, as those sensations of miseries. But if one is connected inside his sensation with the Creator, and all of those miseries and all those situations are situations from which he does his corrections, he builds the next new degrees and finally turns this evil to good, the Oviut to Zakut. But whether he's in misery or not, if he's disconnected from the Creator, then the situation is a punishment, and as the most severe and hard treatment from the Creator's side. And as we've spoken, and Bala Sulam writes it also about the situation which was before the will to receive had bursted at the time of the first temple. So then everyone were in the recognition of the spirituality of the godliness and were adhered with the thoughts of the Creator. Then they fell from it to the exile of Babel, but then they've returned after 70 years, meaning it was this period of time had passed, and they've received the second temple, although they've fallen into a lower degree from Mochin Dachayat to Mochin Deneshama, but still they were in adhesion. They were, we're unable to see adhesion. Maybe not adhesion, because adhesion is the equivalent of form fully connected. But here it was at the degree of neshama at the second temple. It was, of course, they had a few external signs, olim and tumim, and a few other signs of which were connected, which was still connected to the adhesion, and there were some kind of a connection between them and the Creator. And most of the nation were in spiritual recognition, and that's the way it was till the burst of the will to receive inside the nation, which caused the drop from the situation of loving the friend of the self to the hatred. And that happens from the smallest and to the biggest students of Rabbi Akiva, who taught them this law of loving the friend of thyself, and they fall to unfounded hatred. They fall to this hatred, and they fall from the degree of, Israel to the degree of abroad inside themselves. And the same thing happened externally, and as we know that the spiritual degree determines from above down to from above downer what happens to the human being also in his corporal life, because the worlds are arranged in such a way that they are one beneath the other, and all of the details in each and every world are equal to the details of each and every other world. And the substance is different than what happens in a higher spiritual degree determines the consequence for the other degrees. And that's why from spiritual redemption, from spiritual exile, they came to corporal exile, and meaning this corporal exile is the next state, the next step after spiritual exile. And now, after 2,000 years, we have an opportunity, as Bala Sulam writes, as we've received the corporal land of Israel from above, we're able to make our choice and reach the spiritual land of Israel, meaning again, all of the targets, more of our corporal targets. We should leave all our corporal targets and think only about one target, which is reaching the adhesion with the Creator. There are many philosophies, egoistic philosophies, which the nation developed inside the exile, that the land of Israel has to be in the exile, and we shouldn't return from this exile. That it is seen till today, and it's not like it's just a people's will to live better or to feel himself more secured, but it's what is called philosophy. Philosophy is the line of the leadership of the shells of the klipot, which are still controlling the souls, and what we see is the consequences, except from those which the Kabbalists always tried to come to the land of Israel during the whole of the during all of the periods of times, all the epoch. We see the Rav Kook, which is a very known Kabbalist during the 20th century. He truly led this Zionistic movement. I know Baal HaSulam appreciate Rav Kook a lot, and I know it also from my Rav, which what a connection they had, how they were connected between themselves, and they had an understanding between themselves. And I remember how my Rav told me that Baal HaSulam even on his Shabbat knife, he had the transcription on his Shabbat knife written, the land of Israel. Of course, that is not the corporal, idea that we have the Knesset with Ben Gurion and so on, but we're speaking about a spiritual concept, a land, a state, meaning a spiritual independency which will dress in the corporal independency, meaning disconnection from all of the other worlds, all of the other targets, except from reaching that union with the Creator. So being disconnected from them is counted as redemption, as independency. So how can a situation be that first of all we receive the land of Israel, and then we have to do an internal work in order to attain it, and not to the contrary? Meaning the question is a very simple one. If we were in a spiritual degree 2,000 years ago, and by the fact that egoism had grown, we were unable to hold this degree and we fell to a lower degree, an egoistic one. That in the spiritual degree we only thought of how to cleave to the Creator, but in the egoistic degree we only think how to cleave to money, pride, and knowledge. No. Spiritual passions. So how can we say that everything comes from above down, or according to our situation, our spiritual situation, which we've dropped from which we've dropped to this corporal situation, which also happens in the dressings of this world, that we were exiled from the, we were thrown away from the nation of Israel to the nations of the world. And now the question is as if we have to come back to religion, what's called come back to religion, in a spiritual degree, meaning to correct, to correct the will to receive, and to reach a spiritual degree, meaning to direct it towards the adhesion of the Creator. And then when it will happen with us in an internal way, in a spiritual way, then from the spiritual degree it will also evolve in the corporal degree. And now according to this spiritual force, from all the nations of the world, physically we will come to the land of Israel, because forces of spirituality are acting upon the worlds which are appearing and happening to the ones who live in this corporal world. So that's a question, and the question is the answer is a very simple one. The answer is that the correction, the ones who have to make the correction, is us. We have to make this correction from the point in which we are in the klipot, in our shells, and using those klipot, we have to perform all our actions, meaning when we are at the lowest degree, both in internally and externally, both in corporality and spirituality, where as opposite as possible spiritually. And that's why the correction begins by awakening above from above upon us, because we're unable to awaken by ourselves. It has to be an awakening from above, an awakening from the souls or through souls, maybe not through the souls but still from above. And this awakening works in the opposite way, from the lowest point to, we have to push from the lowest point all this whole situation, this whole external and internal situation, spiritually and corporally, upwards. And that's why we begin the correction when we are the first correctors, which begin the path, the road of the whole world, which will pass in the same path after us. So we have no examples of the situation which came from above as it was in the past, because we are in the opposite direction of this rope that connects with the Creator. And that's why in all of our processes, first of all, we receive a change in corporality happens, which is as conditions which are awakening us, as a consequence. As a consequence of the fact that we receive opportunities by a Habde Elyon, by a degree which is above us, and by equalizing to what we receive, we rise ourselves to a Habde Elyon and entering a higher degree, and then again we have a new Habde Elyon which awakens us, gives us some kind of an external conditions, and we have to equalize ourselves to those conditions in our internal way. The fact that we are suddenly, instead of the nation of the world, we are in the land of Israel, it's a Habde Elyon which gives us those conditions. And except from the fact that we have the opportunity to learn the system of the Kabbalah and the system of the correction, except from being in Israel, that's everything is arranged by the Habde Elyon, and we are capable and we are able to be corrected by our labor. But we have conditions for those corrections, that if we were unable to receive those conditions, we would have never been awakened, because we are in the depth of our egoism. So by the fact that Habde Elyon awakens the downer has an opportunity to equalize himself with the Habde Elyon, to cleave to the Habde Elyon. Of course, the downer has to leave his own Yechab, his own interferences, his own shells, to see all of his wills as disturbances, and to cleave to the ideal of the upper will. That the upper will would be as an ideal thing towards him, meaning the highest and the best thing towards him, meaning the rise from down above is from the fact that we receive externity from above, and the internity we have to correct by ourselves. And that's why such a Kabbalist like Baal HaSulam comes, and the conditions of the land of Israel, and those opportunities as we see, and the rest of the world, and the rest of the world generally begins to be sensitive to this situation, to this correction, to the situation of correction, and reaching some target, and reaching the target. But by this, we, the whole of the humanity, receive an opportunity, and if we are not fulfilling it, then a Habde Elyon, in order to awaken us, activates, except from the good conditions, it begins to awaken us also by miseries. my misery. Meaning that except from pulling us by opening opportunities to us by giving us books and environment and so on, which pulls us, which gives us opportunity to truly be awakened by those conditions, except from those conditions, the Ahab Delion would have to arrange us bad conditions, so that whether we want it or not, we have to correct ourselves. And the fact that that's why we always develop new wills by ourselves, and because we are not awakening inside of our group we are not increasing the target in our eyes, and because we are unable to grow in this aspect, we're pulling upon ourselves those miseries. That those miseries are still, those miseries will obligate us, and our will to leave them and to seek the reason for those miseries and what's the place in which we'll have comfort. And that's how still we'll go through the same path of correction, but in a longer and a lot harder way. We're learning that we can see all this process as a natural development of the will to receive, which grows, and then a light enters, and then the will to receive is corrected, and the light and receives light. Why are you putting it as some kind of a punishment and payment? What you're asking is, what's the connection between a punishment and you say that when we are not fulfilling the wisdom of Kabbalah, we receive punishment. We are connecting with the nations, we receive punishment. But in different situations, you say that it's able to receive, which grows in a natural way, because he has to grow, and from this he goes through processes, and those processes are natural. No. There is a process from the beginning of the correction till the target of the creation, that the beginning of the creation is the will to receive, which has to grow till the height, which is in his correction, in order to bestow, will be at his externity exactly the same way as the Creator. Will reach the same situation as the Creator, the same growth as the Creator. And this process has to be felt according to the will to receive as a process of the will of the growing, the will to receive, that from the beginning until the end of the process and changings, and the will to receive by itself would correct itself in equivalence of form to the Creator. That's the process of this, the process which we're unable to say anything about. That's the way the upper divinity determines, and we have nothing to say about it. That's the general law which appears, and that's it, which happens, and that's it. What we can do is change the change the speed of this the speed of this the speed of this development, and we, by the sensation of development, when we feel bad or good, we earn from it, and from hurrying those corrections, we are not losing those problems, but we are using those problems or those pleasures as a means in order to obligate ourselves to develop towards a higher target, which is adhesion with the Creator, the equivalence of form with Him, despite the way I feel. When I'm using the sensation of good and bad, not in order to run to something which is better or getting far from something which seems to me as bad, but I use those sensations of good and bad in order to rise above those sensations in my path and my way towards the Creator. So we have to, so upon this will to receive, which just grows and grows all the time, in a way that has, that we have no opportunity to control, we have to determine each and every time our treatment towards it, and from it towards the Creator. And here, there is the determination of my treatment towards this will, the determination of my treatment towards its fulfillment, or the fulfillment of the will is the payment, and the lack of the fulfillment is the punishment. It doesn't matter which wills we're speaking about. Each and every will awakens in me. I'm not the landlord. I'm unable to determine which wills will be awakened in me. Or I'm using, whether I'm going to use this will as a means, and then not his fulfillment and not his emptiness as my reward and punishment, but my reward and punishment are the capability to use my will to receive my will without any connection to the fulfillment in order to reach an upper target. That if the Creator gives me an opportunity to use my will, which is the only thing I have, the only thing that exists in me, in order to reach the target, a bigger and upper target than the will, and meaning Him, because except from the will and the light, except from me and Him, there's nothing else. So if He gives me the opportunity to use my will in order to reach adhesion to Him, that's what's called my reward. And then it doesn't matter how the will by himself feels, and which in which situation is that. And if I'm unable to do it, that's a punishment. That's what I feel is punishment. And if I am doing what I'm able to do, what is I'm able to do by myself, by my own force, and I'm unable to do it, or I'm doing what I'm able to do, and I do succeed, I need to connect the consequences to the Creator, because there is no one except from Him. And that's why I belong my success or lack of success to reward or punishment from His behalf. Meaning I'm not depending it upon myself, I'm depending it only upon Himself, or maybe even more, only upon Him. And that's why it turns out that I can determine my life as a beast, meaning at the aspect of this world, meaning when I feel good, that's the reward, and when I feel bad, it's the punishment, or any upper degree. If I've attained the spirituality, that's my reward, and if not, that's my punishment. which is not in, which are in this I attain not in my will, but above my will, in the ochos of the returning light. So this process of redemption, of exile and redemption, isn't it a process which is natural in an each and every world that awakens? There is a exile and redemption, because that's the way it was before. The exile and redemption is a natural process from the awakening of the will. What you're calling as exile and redemption, you're saying as if those are ups and downs. What we have is four exiles, so the will to receive, when he develops by this pattern which exists from the Arba Prinot Doreshar, the four essences of the direct light. And that's why, according to the same pattern, Yud-K, Vav-K, we have to go through this process, which includes those four exiles and four redemptions. It's correct. But it's not as if they are happening each and every time over and over again. But each and every time that one inside each and every situation has that, he has to be both in the left and the right line. And the up and down, it has nothing to do with exile and redemption. It's only with the face and the backwards, the panim and the achoraim of each and every situation. And the galut and geulah, the exile and redemption, it's called generally if one is exists in, if one controls the degree, or the ovyut of the degree controls him, generally controls him. So we might say, so we can put it in a different way. We can say that, I understand your question, that generally there are four degrees of the will to receive, which we have to go through from above down, four exiles, in order to reach the highest, the biggest will to receive, which appears in our times in us and in the whole of the humanity. We've dropped to the worst will to receive, as they say, the face of the generation are as the face of the dog, and so on. So now we have to rise. In all of the times from the time in which the first temple was ruined, and even before, from the exile of Egypt, in which the exiles of Babylon and Madai and so on, and this exile which we're at today, there are people which are in spiritual corrections, and they have to do it in order to benefit the majority, the rest of the nations. And we are unable to even calculate them, because those are special souls. We have to calculate and think only about the general masses, what situation the general nation is at. And this nation, we have to look upon it as a nation inside all the rest of the nations, because our exiles will influence the whole of the world, the rest of the world, because that's the upper divinity, which the upper leadership, which works from above down. We were in a spiritual degree, and now we fall to a corporal degree. The world in general was in some kind of degree, and it fell to a degree which is below it. We can see also in the historical processes what happens to the land of Israel, and according to this, what happens to different nations. Maybe they seem as if they develop, and as if they grow, and as if they succeed, but according to the ego, but towards the ego, it's only a drop. Towards us, it's a drop, because they drop from spirituality to corporality, and towards them, as if they seem that as if they, when they are succeeding to use their will to receive even more, that's a sign of a bigger fall from the depth of the will. So there are four general descents of the will to receive, of those Galgalteinaim, which are called the nation of Israel, Am Yisrael. And when we begin the ascent, there is, as Baal HaSulam writes at the end of the introduction to the book of the Zohar, that the nation of Israel first of all has to awaken itself, and through it will come the light to the whole world, from eternity to core, from to external to eternity, and then the externity will strengthen the nation of Israel and will bring the whole world to Jerusalem, into the third temple. So there is a mutual connection with all of this of you, both in the Israel nation and in the nations of the world. And the descent and the private ascent and descent are not called exile and redemption, but each and every one of them which comes from down above, then we have ups and downs, we have descents and descents to each and every one who wants to reach spirituality. That's some kind of an opportunity to rise to a higher degree from the side of the world, of his will. Okay, I did not answer. If that's the way it is in this picture of exile and redemption, is not coming to teach us about our internal work. So what? Why we are dealing with this exile and redemption? Because we speak about it also in Pesach. So you're just asking about what? I'm unable to understand why you're asking this. We say that we're in an internal exile, we have to live this internal exile, but we speak about it all the time in our labor and our work. What you're saying is that the redemption is, and the exile and the redemption is not a part of our labor, of our work. It's not part of our internal work in front of the world to receive. I'm unable to understand what he says. How can it be that the exile and the redemption has no connection with our will? So I understand your answer, that we are unable to sense the Galut and Geulah, the exile and redemption. No. Now we begin all of the way, we begin this way, both we and the rest of the world, to exit the deepest and biggest exile, and to reach the redemption. And before that, the only thing we had is only dropping from spirituality to corporality, and even that there were as if we returned to redemption, but when we returned, we always returned to a lower degree. We say that a drop, a descent at the time of the first temple was even better than the descent during the second temple. We learned in Talmud HaSefiot the way he describes it in Talmud HaSefiot. So I'm unable to understand your questions. I want to understand your questions, and I want to answer them. It will help me to observe this issue, but I'm just unable to understand your questions. Yes, Tion. One in the stage of the preparation is always some kind of a grasp upon two scales, the good and bad, and close or far from the Creator. So, do we have to stay at the scale of close or far from the Creator, or we have to unite those two scales, this good and bad, with the far and close, to make one scale out of those two? What you're asking is how one concludes, how one can make of those two, of bitter and sweet, make of the two observations one observation, and that's all our work. We have to make one scale out of those two. From the beginning, we're criticizing the bitter and sweet situation. When the point in the heart awakens, it develops an approach. Gradually, it develops an approach by the group, by the books. We begin to develop the treatment towards good and bad, towards truth and lie. And we have those two systems of truth and lie, and sweet and bitter. And then there's the question of whom I appreciate more. The once I want to observe only truth and lie. The other time I'm not in this degree. I drop to the determination of the situations only according to bitter and sweet. The importance of the target, which is the most important thing, which should be the most important thing to us, that what rises me to the degree of the criticism, only the degree of the truth and lie, and then reach a situation in which I'm capable of not feeling this sweet, the bitter and sweet, meaning making a restriction upon my will to receive. It's not as if I'm not feeling it, but the situation loses its importance according to this truth and lie, loses its importance. That's what's called that I develop my Galgaltaya Naya, my vessels of bestow. When I've developed my vessels to bestow, my Galgaltaya Naya, and now I return again and awaken by myself, inside myself, all those vessels and the sensation of bitter and sweet in order to rise myself at the extent of the truth and lie by the measures of bitter and sweet, rise myself even more. That's what's called that I work at the ascent of Dachap. But now my bitter and sweet are connected with the truth and lie. They are the ones. My sweet begins to equal with the truth, begins to be as one with the truth, and the bitter begins to be equalized to the lie, meaning I begin to feel the taste of the sweetness only in adhesion, meaning to the extent in which I'll truly be, at the extent in which I'll feel the most the sensation of bitterness in my will to receive the amani, that was called that I've turned my achap upside down, rose him as achap dalia, and I'm using it only according to my mission, without any treatment to this, to my sensations, to such an extent in which the worst sensations that could possibly be inside my will to receive are only as a landscape in order to use it to reach the stool. And then I, from this will to receive, I receive fulfillments, but those fulfillments are not the fulfillments which I had the bitter and sweet in it, but these bitter and sweet are dressed in truth and lie, which is called the intention in order to bestow. Yes. Shai. You said before that there are two situations, that or one is under the control of the degree, or the degree controls him. So the question is, how can one be under the control of the degree, and what is called that you, what is it means that you do not feel that you're controlled by the degree? Okay, now I have to remember what I've said. According to what have I said it? One. That exists in some kind of a situation, he might be in a situation in which he's at, and will not recognize in which situation he's at, or recognize, but now the difference is the way he determines his situations, by which values he determines the situation, by which standards he determines his situation, and as a result, those standards are part of the environment, and as a consequence, he makes his decisions and fulfills the actions. He is never able. One is always is unable to go against his will to receive. Everything is only how he appreciates the situation. Everything is only to the extent in which he appreciates the situation, if he is able to attain and his will to receive the intention in order to bestow. Then he begins with his will to receive. He begins to work in order to bestow. And if he's unable of doing so, he works with his will to receive as he does. But each and every time he has to see his next situation as a fulfillment. I'm unable to express it. I'm unable to express what I want. Whether in the prior generations in which the development of the will was not fulfilled, whether then the whole of the nation had the opportunity to rise also. Whether the correction, whether we would have been able to begin the final correction before the drop to the final exile? Of course not. We're not speaking about it at all. We're not speaking about changing something in all of this process, except from our treatment. The only thing we change is our treatment. The process of those four exiles has to be fulfilled. The redemption from the last exile through those four degrees, which are called worlds, have to be fulfilled. We can awaken the situation and shorten the times only according to the amount of the preparations we receive from above. As he writes in the letters, in the second, third, and fourth letters at the Hakdama Talmud Asarat Sefirot, that the Creator puts the hands of the creature on the goat and says, take it. He prepares all the conditions and says, receive them. And the way that you're going to treat to what I'm giving you in each and every given moment, your treatment towards what you receive from me is called, determines your world. If you'll treat it like I do, you'll feel spirituality. If you'll treat it the way your nature wants you to feel, you'll feel corporeality. And according to this, the situations are changing. But it's not as if we are able to change the conditions which we pass, which we go through. You, as if passing from the beginning of the building till the end of the building through a thousand rooms. But you have to pass a thousand rooms, and in each and every room you're at, and in each and every room you have the preparations, the external preparations. But the treatment, the only thing you determine is the treatment towards this. But this treatment is what builds you the sensation in the world, and this treatment gives you the opportunity to understand and to recognize the surroundings, the one who surrounds everything, the recognition of the Creator, that finally you begin to recognize them in such a way that your world is not becoming better or worse, but your world begins to be the eternity of the Creator. One feels that he's inside the light. But we're unable to change, but never will be able to change the degrees themselves. We are obligated to rise in those degrees each and every time, over and over again. If we are not treating it in the way we should treat, as the degrees are higher, we feel even worse than in the prior situations we've had in the lower degrees. Yes. So let's say if I take the Holocaust. The Holocaust had to happen, but also the generation that lived in those times theoretically was able to change his correction. Of course, according to the Holocaust, Kabbalists had written during the 20s that we are at the beginning of these unbelievably bad things, and we have to do something. But who listened? You can yell today in the streets, and who will listen to you? But the situation has to come. If you're not correcting situations, that's the way it seems to you. That's the way it's fulfilled. The same situation, meaning the same big will to receive, which had bursted in the nation of the world and in the Jews, in the Yehudim, and the Jews. The same will could have been in order to prime, in order to bloom. But the only thing that determines is the way we use this will to receive, and the way that the nations of the world are using this will. Listen to what the nations of the world say. Look what the Jews are doing in the rest of the world. Look how the Jews are controlling the half of the world, meaning the communications and so on, meaning that we're receiving, they're giving a big will to receive are given, and against those will to receive, their usage is totally destructive. Iran asks, when you're in truth and lie, how can you know that you've passed to bitter and sweet? When I am in truth and lie, how can I be totally, I can be totally safe that I drop to bitter and sweet? Bitter and sweet for me is a corporal criticism, and a bittersweet is a spiritual one. So when I work, and the bittersweet is a corporal one. So when I work in bitter and sweet, or truth or lie, I should reach a situation in which it doesn't matter whether it's bitter and sweet, I should hold the truth. And if I'm influenced by the bitter and sweet, then I'm in lie. Truth for me is adhesion with the Creator. Lie is disconnection from Him. It's being disconnected. If I'm cleaved to Him, and it doesn't matter which situations I'll pass through, that's called that I'm in restriction, that I hold this restriction. And it doesn't matter whether I'm full or empty, the only thing I hold to is adhesion. And then, upon the aviyut I'm at, and then my view grows, shorish, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, and I, upon all those degrees of aviyut, and cleaved only to the Creator, and it doesn't matter what do I feel inside my view. That's called that I've developed my galgalta enayim to their fullest extent. And now, after I've developed my galgalta enayim, I'm beginning to use my achap, my will to receive. And even more, even to benefit the galgalta enayim, towards the same direction. So what you're asking is, how do I know that now I'm going to use the achap? By knowing you're going to use the achap, will not leave the same direction of galgalta enayim. So we have a system which is called Gimel Kavim, the three lines, that I'm always controlling my situation. That's called the permanent situation, is the necessity situation. It could not be a situation that will be less than a situation, and the only rise can be at the Achav Daliyah, meaning if I add the same point of adhesion, my achap, my wills, which are working or in positivity or in negativity, maybe even in negativity and then in positivity. So I, as if I'm growing the Galgal Te'enayim by using a Chapdalia. That's called that the Achap rises above the Parsa and joins Atzilut. There is Gadlut in Atzilut. Gadlut in Atzilut is not as if there is some kind of a trick which I'm capable, that I'm capable of using my Achap. No. I just don't have words. As if I'm putting myself inside the Creator. Atzilut is the Creator. And the world of Bia is the Adam, the human being. And the one is also born as the eternity of the world of Bia. One puts himself inside spirituality. That's the concept of a Chavdalia. And after he made all this process, when he had put himself to his fullest extent to the Creator, he's able to be like the Creator. He's able to equalize his form to the Creator, both in the externity, also in the externity. No. But when we say the Galta Enayim, are all the situations of Galta Enayim Achap, are those situations and the situation of Galta Enayim under the control of the Achap? So what is, if a chap does not control me, then what's called being inside the chap? How can I feel the chap if I'm not? What is called being in the left line if the left line does not control me? In the ascent in Gimel Kavim, how can I never be in the control of the left line? I by myself awaken this control of the left line. It's not like the, what is called it, the left controls. I awaken the dawn and not the dawn awakens me. I, by myself, by my own strength, am going to awaken the ego, the vessels of reception, observating them, that I want them. I'm working, I'm controlling them, I'm supervising them. When I'm like a creator that comes to my Achap, as the creator comes to the creature. I'm from the side of the creator, treat this Achap, this will to receive those vessels of reception. I treat them as a worker treats a rock, that I have to do something with this material. And that's why I do not fear, I don't have the fear that I'll use it in a way I should not use, because I'm always in Galgal Te'enayim, I'm always in Atzilut, and I use the Achap only in order to add it to Atzilut. What you're asking is which mechanism can keep me, can hold me. That's from above, that comes from above. That's Rosh the Arichanpin, Malchut, the Gnesset Beradla. That we are just unable to make a mistake. Your question is, where do you recognize the will to receive to such an extent that you'll be able, that you'll be sure, that you'll be secure, that as a vacuum, you'll be able to enter it and to receive and to come to such an exile that you will unable to leave it, and you'll be able to forget all of Atzilut and to truly be inside of Him, meaning just passing from one world to the other and forgetting that there is something else. The Baal HaSulam says that he was thrown from his country to some kind of a remote place in which he forgot that he has a wife and a land and so on. And then the book of the Zohar fell to his hands and he began to remember that once he had something. Remember this forgotteness. Remember this. So there's some kind of a mechanism that protects me from above, that the Rosh Da Atzilut is built in such a way that truly if I, according to my criticism, according to my calculations, I'm going to perform these corrections. I'll perform them, and I will not make a mistake. Meaning that behind all the exiles, behind all the drops, behind which we're that now we're going to fulfill the corrections, we're not mistaken those corrections. We do not mistake in those corrections. We mistake only to the extent in which we have to recognize where we're touching evil in order to use it later to transform it to good. But not that some kind of a fall will happen to me as a breaking. That's some kind of a promise from above. We're unable to do it, because each and every time you're going to a higher world to receive, to a bigger world to receive, you're opening a darker room, which is bigger and bigger than the prior room. Because of course that you are unable to recognize in behalf what happens there. So the question is correct. How can you be sure? So before the sin of the Adam Rishon, we had no promise, because he had to equip himself. But after I fall, I receive the confidence, and now the truth and lie and the bitter and sweet in my path, when I'm going to connect them one to the other, I will not mistaken in them. I will not fall from truth and lie to bitter and sweet, as it happened at the time of the sin of the first man. That before that he thought that he is in the correct criticism. He had the opportunity by the taste. He thought that sweet is called the truth and bitter is called a lie, because he was in a corrected degree. Then he fell. Two things that was created: bitter and sweet, and truth and lie. To the extent that when one falls, he has no observation. He has no point in the heart. But when we begin to awaken the truth and lie, except from the bitter and sweet, and when we want the sweet to be the truth, and the bitter will seem to me as lie will seem to me as bitter, and it's difficult to determine it inside me. That's the way I want it to be. But that's our labor, that's our work. That if we'll be able to do this work, we will not make a mistake. So the degrees are arranged in such a way that you will not make a mistake. Yes. Until one attains this permanent situation, he has nothing to do with the will to receive, only in working in attaining the permanent situation. Until one does not acquiring the vessels of bestowal, of course he's unable to work with the vessels of receival. Well, the work with the vessels of receival is a permanent work, but only the way of working with vessels of reception. But with what can he work except from those vessels of reception? Meaning there is no taste in working with them. Yes, he by himself is not awakening them in order to use them the way they are. Well, we have to learn something else. Owen said that it's a short article, but we have to say to Benzi that the translation is a terrible translation. If it's the same human being, then he has to translate it again.